Agenda item number 10, report and possible discussion on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers water supply road by Matt Phillips, governmental customer relations manager, and Brad Brunette, central and lower basin regional manager.
I'm just up here to introduce Brad. So, so I won't spend a ton of time on this. There's a detailed write-up in your books, but it kind of relates to things coming down from the Fed that could be problematic for us, which is why it's with Tiffany's item. About in late 2016, the Corps of Engineers proposed a nationwide rule for how they will manage the water supply aspect of their flood control reservoirs and how they will partner with local entities on water supply projects in the future. And that in and of itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think that their stated intent was to enhance their ability to participate in water supply projects. As tends to be the case with some of these rules, their stated intent didn't necessarily match the way we interpreted the rules. And obviously, anything the Corps does with regard to how they manage water supply in their federal projects is a big issue for us because we store a lot of water in Corps of Engineer reservoirs. We have 8 in our basin. And so our interpretation of the rules was much less positive than what we felt their intent was, and we weren't alone. This being a nationwide rule, a whole bunch of water suppliers throughout the nation came out and said, look, these rules are a problem. They represent a ton of federal overreach. For us, it's essentially the Corps coming in and having much more of a stake or a hand in the management of water supply in Texas. And that's a problem for us because in Texas, the state manages water supply. You know, we don't really need a federal hand in managing water supply. A really good everyday example of how it would affect us is at Lake Whitney. The water supply in Lake Whitney is split between us and the Southwest Power Administration, who produces hydropower there on a 20%, 80% basis. We have 20% of the water supply, they have 80% of the water supply. But that's specific to the water supply that's in Lake Whitney. Any other of our water, BRA water, state water that comes through Lake Whitney is not subject to that split. The way the rules read, it would be subject to that split. So to the extent that we were to release water from Possum Kingdom, we would have to pass it through Whitney to get it downstream to a downstream customer. They would immediately apply that 80-20 split to it. That's a big deal. We would lose a ton of water. So this is a problem. So what are we doing about it? When they initially proposed the rules, we submitted detailed comments, which are in your books, in opposition to it. We weren't the only ones in Texas that did that. Water Development Board, TCEQ, other water suppliers throughout Texas and the nation submitted comments in opposition to the rule. David and I went and met with, along with some other River Authority folks, one of the attorneys who helped draft the proposed rule to express our concerns to them and tell them, you know, why we had issues with it. Those actions actually led to the rule being delayed twice since they've initially proposed it. But now we're to another decision point where in September, there's a possibility that the Corps could act on the rule again. So we're kind of starting to step up our efforts. We wrote a letter to our congressional delegation that was signed by David, an example of which is included in your books, expressing our concern to them and letting them know that we would like to get them involved. What's the ask from us? We either want the rule to be drastically changed, killed completely, or just bracketed to the areas of the nation that we believe and that we've been told the Corps is trying to address. In proposing this set of rules, they're really trying to deal with some situations that they have in their southeastern region, which is kind of the Georgia, Florida, and then kind of in their northwest region. And so what we've tried to say is, look, a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work in this case. We already have state management of water rights, so just bracket these rules to those specific areas and don't apply it to everyone. So that's kind of our ask. In June, David and I will be going to D.C. To meet with several members of our delegation. This will be the main topic of discussion to try to get them involved. And then probably the biggest level of involvement that we and others have had is there's a group called the National Water Supply Alliance that's been formed with the sole purpose of working on and or defeating and or changing this rule as the Corps works on it. And that alliance includes water suppliers throughout the entirety of the nation. We have been participating in their meetings mainly via conference call. But they're going to have a meeting in Dallas in October, which we will be present at. And so this is really, you know, us bringing this to you is more of a stay tuned, put it on your radar. This is an issue that we're going to be dealing with. Hopefully we'll have more to tell you in July and maybe even into October as this thing moves forward. So we'll keep you guys in the loop. I'd be happy to answer any questions or make Brad come up and answer questions. Yes, ma'am.
So I noticed the letter to Congressman Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten any response?
Not yet. Not yet. And that's not surprising. We actually had the letters hand-delivered by our guy in D.C., and kind of his message to them is, look, we want you to be aware of this, but we're going to come back in June in person, and we're going to sit down with you. So I think they're really probably more looking forward to us coming and sitting down with them. Hopefully we'll get a lot more feedback out of those discussions. I think that there is is the rule meant to be finalized in September or November?
Yeah, they're talking about potentially finalize it in September. This mm-hmm. National Water Supply Alliance group has other things that they're working on besides just this rule. So that's one of the things that they're talking about. But that October meeting, they're dealing a lot with reallocation studies, and that's kind of becoming an important topic for us as well. We've been involved in the one at Lake Aquila, and we're looking at doing one in Lake Whitney. And there's also a process called a 408 process that the Corps of Engineers is proposing some rules. So they're looking at, this National Water Supply Alliance group is looking at more than just this rule. And mm-hmm. so the meeting in October will touch on this, but also cover those other topics as well.
What is the push to get this through? The Corps hasn't been doing this for a long time. So what started in the really moving?
My interpretation of it is it's mainly coming from areas of the country where the states don't have any sort of system for managing water supply in their states. You know, not every state has a system like we do with prior appropriation and first in time, first in right, and accounting and all that. So I think for the most part it comes from situations where there's no sort of state management of water rights, and they're attempting to blanket apply these types of rules to every state. Brad, you might.
No, I agree. It started in the Southeast with the issues with Georgia and Florida and some of those states. And they have intrastate issues in those parts of the country, and that's one of the things that's kind of unique in Texas is, for the most part, especially within the Brazos, we're all in the state of Texas. So a lot of these issues we don't have to deal with. But that was what initiated it, was problems in other parts of the country. And I guess, you know, as the Corps started working on it, they just decided they would apply it everywhere. And that's whenever the uproar kind of started from the water supply community of folks like us.
That's doing it, because you really had the right idea. Mm-hmm. Apply it where it's needed.
Right.
That's the right thing. But you really, when I work with regulations, you have to get with the work group or mm-hmm. the writer, get it before they do, maybe too late already, but before they put too much out so that they won't feel bad when they change it, mm-hmm. and get to those people and put out a little bit in that says, and it applies to Georgia Department.
Right. And we did, we were fortunate enough to be able to participate with a group of folks who met with one of the Corps attorneys drafting the rule. So we got to get in on the beginning, and that led to the rule being delayed. That and all the other efforts. And maybe we will be able to do that. That's kind of our hope. Or that they'll at least delay it again so that we can keep working on it. One of the questions I've gotten before is, what happens if they do approve it? What happens if it goes into effect? Lawsuits. Lawsuits are what happen. Yep. That's what'll be the next step. It'll be very similar, I would assume, to the Waters of the United States rule, where it would end up at the Supreme Court.
I would be very surprised if it goes into effect as is, because there are so many rational arguments that people have pointed out. There's no way that the Corps cannot recognize there's some problems. And so, you know, these meetings Matt's talked about, the one that he and David went to with the attorney, the National Water Supply Alliance group has met with the Corps policy group that's been working on this, and they recognize that there are problems that they never intended. And so the hope is that they'll do something about it. And like I said, I can't imagine that they won't do something. It's just, how far will they go to fix the problem?
Any other questions?